Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening, and for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 20 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. Some of my listeners have asked me to address the topic of insomnia, sleep difficulties, and natural sleep aids. Insomnia is our nation's silent health crisis. Almost half of all adults report having difficulty sleeping, but less than 10% discuss the issue with the doctor. Of course, almost everyone has suffered from temporary insomnia due to stress, overeating, or consuming stimulants before bed, and knows how draining and exhausting sleep loss can be. But people who have chronic insomnia, which is a consistent inability to go to sleep or to stay asleep through the night, are at risk for far more than fatigue. Sleep deficiencies suppress the immune system and the libido, decreases productivity, and can lead to other disorders like depression, chronic fatigue, heart disease, and headaches. Before the use of electric lighting, the average American got 9 hours of sleep a night. Now the average is less than 7 hours and still going down, as the distractions of 24-hour shopping and entertainment becomes more widespread. So, how much sleep is enough? It has become fashionable to proclaim a need for very little sleep. However, studies involving mental function show that most adults do best with 8 hours, and some may need as many as 9 or even 10 hours. Children and teens need more sleep than adults do, and older people often find that they simply sleep less than they used to. If you nod off to sleep very quickly within 5 minutes of putting your head on the pillow, or if you feel an urge to nap during the day, you probably need more sleep than you're getting. Now, before we go more in detail about the most common causes of insomnia, let's listen to some music. And for tonight's show, I chose a CD by one of our very talented local artists and my very good friend, Pat Surface. And this is one of his latest CDs, and the CD is titled Songwriter. I hope you will enjoy this song, and I'll be back in a few minutes with more information for you.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about the ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I am a ghost, you can see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind that the drugstore sells. And when you reach the part where the heartache comes, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. Like a movie star who gets burnt in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene, bringing war
And I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about the ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark, a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet. But stories always end, and if you read between the lines, you know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you have. And I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Tonight's topic is insomnia and sleep difficulties. Now, good sleep is very important, especially since the body does most of its repair work during sleep. Almost everyone has suffered from temporary insomnia due to stress, overeating, or consuming stimulants before bed, and knows how draining and exhausting sleep loss can be. But people who have chronic insomnia, which is a consistent inability to go to sleep or to stay asleep through the night, are at risk for far more than fatigue. Sleep deficiencies suppress the immune system and the libido, decreases productivity, and can lead to other disorders like depression, chronic fatigue, heart disease, and many other health disorders. So first of all, let's talk about some of the most common causes of insomnia. Of course, stress and anxiety are on the top of the list, but physiological factors often play a significant role as well. Stimulants, heavy metals, chronic pain, and breathing problems can keep you from sleeping, as can many medications and disorders. Now, sleep apnea affects about 5% of adults, but most of them will never be diagnosed. And during this condition, a person repeatedly stops breathing during the night and wakes up to catch his or her breath. The two consequences of this are a significant drop in the blood's oxygen and severe sleep deprivation. And be suspicious of this condition if you snore, have daytime sleepiness, have high blood pressure, or if you are overweight. And this condition is best identified during a sleep study that your doctor can order. And weight loss can be an important component, as can avoiding sleeping on your back. And one standard treatment is a CPAP machine, which involves a mask that is kept over your face while you sleep. And it actually keeps constant pressure in the airway so it does not collapse. And there are also orthodontic devices that keeps the lower jaw and the tongue forward, and they are sometimes very useful. In rare cases, extremely large tonsils or abnormalities in the throat structure may need to be surgically corrected. Then, restless leg syndrome is a disorder characterized by unusual or painful sensations in the legs, plus the person has an irresistible urge to move the legs, and it is often brought on by rest and occurs most often in the evening, and it can produce difficulty falling asleep. And many studies have shown that restless leg sufferers have low or low to normal iron levels and or low calcium and or magnesium levels. And nutritional supplementation has helped many people, but 3 months of treatment is usually needed before improvement is noted. Now, hormone imbalances can also be a root cause of insomnia, and this can involve several different hormones. And it is common for many women experiencing menopause to develop insomnia, and this is generally due to changes in estrogen and progesterone levels. And the obvious solution is to follow a hormone balancing program. And likewise, younger women with premenstrual syndrome can experience the same. In addition, a low or hyperfunctioning thyroid can interfere with sleep. And it is also found that elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol interfere with deep REM sleep, which studies confirmed. And the adrenal glands release cortisol as a response to stress. So cortisol is released by the body in a natural rhythm with the sleep-wake cycle. And levels increase and peak in the early morning hours as part of the body's physiological response to awakening. An over-secretion of cortisol at nighttime can interfere with sleep, and this is because rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, which is a process that occurs during deep sleep, occurs primarily when cortisol levels are decreasing. Conversely, the adrenal hormone DHEA has a balancing effect on high cortisol levels and has been shown to significantly increase REM time during sleep. And it is not uncommon to find seniors with deficiencies in DHEA, testosterone, and growth hormone, which can be underlying causes as well. The sleep hormone melatonin can work wonders in selected cases when supplemented correctly, and I will talk in great detail more about melatonin later on in this segment. Now, blood sugar imbalances and sugar handling issues can also be an underlying and contributing factor to insomnia. If you suffer from insomnia, you may find that the gentle treatment suggestions in today's program help you get a good night's sleep. And if they don't, perhaps you want to call me at 365-2288 to set up an appointment for a complete health assessment to determine the cause and to establish a wellness protocol with nutritional support. Vitamin deficiencies such as magnesium, calcium, vitamin B12, and iron can be a huge factor, as can food and environmental allergies and sensitivities. It is not recommended under any circumstance that you take over-the-counter sleeping aids. They do not promote deep, restful sleep, and they may also create any of several side effects, including depression, confusion, and dry mouth. Worse, they can be habit-forming and addictive. Now, before we continue and talk about natural remedies for insomnia, let's take a short break with music. And I hope you will enjoy this next song from today's feature CD by my friend Pat Surface, and I'll be back in a moment.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning red. 15 cars, 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. And all along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls along those houses, farms and fields, passing towns that have no names, graveyards full of old black men, and the graveyard of the rusted old automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I've been gone 500 miles when the day is done, dealing cards with the old man in the club car. Just a penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. So pass a paper bag that holds a bottle, feel the wheels rumbling beneath, and the sons of Pullman's porters and the sons of engineers ride their fathers' magic carpet made of steel. And the mothers with their babes asleep are rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. On a train to call the city of New Orleans, and I've been gone 500 miles. One day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, leaving out of Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. The Mississippi darkness rolling on down to the sea. And all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. Steel rail, still ain't heard the news. And the conductor sings his songs again. Passengers will please refrain, 'cause this train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is insomnia and sleep difficulties. And I mentioned some of the potential causes of insomnia, such as vitamin and mineral deficiencies, stress and anxiety, sugar handling imbalances, stimulants including caffeine and alcohol, lack of exercise, food and environmental allergies and sensitivities, hormone imbalances, restless leg syndrome, breathing disorders including asthma and sleep apnea, or hypothyroidism. So, first of all, let's talk about recommended foods. At dinner, it is recommended to eat foods that are high in L-tryptophan, which is a chemical that stimulates serotonin, which in turn helps you produce melatonin and in turn will help you sleep. So turkey, chicken, tuna, live unsweetened yogurt, and any good low-sugar sources would be the best choice. Avoid simple carbohydrates and sugar completely and opt for complex carbohydrates, which are also relaxing. So incorporate whole grain, especially brown rice, beans, or lentils into your dinners. Deficiencies of calcium and magnesium can lead to insomnia. So be sure your diet is high in leafy greens, sesame and sunflower seeds, oats, almonds, and walnuts. The B vitamins are also essential for good sleep. Now, brewer's yeast or nutritional yeast is the best source, and you can sprinkle some on your dinner salad, or you can add a teaspoon to a bedtime glass of water or a green drink. Also, make sure you drink plenty of good, clean water during the day so you won't wake up at night with a dry mouth. However, make sure that you have your last glass of water 2 hours before bedtime, or you will be up for other reasons. And the first rule for insomnia sufferers is to monitor caffeine intake strenuously. Do not have any products containing caffeine, such as coffee, black tea, or chocolate, for 8 hours before you go to sleep. Also, drink alcohol only in moderation and don't have any within 2 hours of going to bed. While a drink might make you feel drowsy, the alcohol only disrupts the deep late-night sleep that is so crucial to rest. If you have a chronic problem with insomnia, avoid alcohol completely. However, sugar is probably the most common culprit in insomnia. So after lunchtime, avoid sugary foods, even sweet fruits, and chocolate with its double whammy of sugar and caffeine should be considered an enemy of the sleep-deprived. I cannot overemphasize the critical importance of adequate sleep. The deep restorative sleep cycles are a fundamental part of your body's repair process. And a number of studies have demonstrated that failing to get enough sleep comes with consequences. And still, many people continue to run on empty during the week with the hopes of making up for it later. Now, according to recently published research, however, this is a dangerously flawed approach to dealing with your sleep deficit because, as it turns out, catching up on lost sleep is not a simple process after all. According to various studies, it was found that just a few days of much-needed rest isn't enough to get your body back on track after prolonged periods of sleep deprivation, and your reaction times will most certainly suffer for it. And this is especially true if you're working extended hours or night shifts. It is clear from the research that sleep debt cannot be paid off easily, and that long-term lifestyle changes are necessary for your body to function properly. Aside from the negative impact they have on your immune response, poor sleep habits can raise your risk of coronary events dramatically over time as well, with studies linking chronic sleep deprivation to increased total and LDL cholesterol and triglycerides, along with lower levels of health-promoting HDL cholesterol. Research also suggests that chronic sleep loss could raise your risk of metabolic syndrome by as much as 45%. It compromises the activity of appetite-controlling hormones, leading to a higher risk of both obesity and diabetes. Finally, chronic disruption of your body's restorative sleep cycles has been linked to certain cancers as well. Population studies show that breast, endometrial, prostate, and colorectal cancers are all more common among sleep-deprived individuals. Unfortunately, difficulty sleeping can become an increasingly common problem with age, especially when combined with stress. And as I mentioned earlier, sleep deprivation can also be related to sleep apnea, a condition in which the sleeping individual stops breathing for frequent periods during the night with dangerously low oxygen levels. Now, anyone with sleep issues should be evaluated for this condition. Additionally, women going through menopause often experience difficulties with sleep that can be related to changing hormone and neurotransmitter levels. If you have no such medical conditions contributing to your sleep deprivation, simple changes to your lifestyle will often have a very beneficial impact, such as get plenty of exercise and avoid caffeine in the evening. Also, try to go to bed at the same time each night and treat your bedroom as a restful sanctuary without unnecessary distractions like computers or televisions. And these are very small commitments that can be easily integrated into your evening routine for maximum benefits, not only to your daily performance, but your long-lasting health as well. Now we're going to take a short break with music, and when I come back, I will talk a bit more about how you can create a sleeping sanctuary.
On a windy winter night, the train left South Chicago, heading for a warm breeze off the Gulf of Mexico. Her passenger list numbered 216, traveling through Memphis down to New Orleans. She was rolling smoothly through the night in the heart of Illinois, past the small town taverns and all the corner boys. They heard the whistle wail and the locomotive roar. They didn't pay it any mind, they'd heard it all before. Hey mama, did you hear the news today? Over in the town of Bourbonnais, the closest thing to hell you've ever seen happened on the up-south ride, Illinois Central Railroad line, the wreck of the city of New Orleans. John Stokes was the trucker behind that fateful wheel. He left the mill with a double trailer and 18 tons of steel. He saw the lights flashing, the gates were coming down. But still he thought he'd have the time to get his rig around. The engineer saw it coming, but by then it was too late. The city of New Orleans ain't no slow-moving freight. He pulled the brakes but slammed the second trailer of the truck. The locomotive spilled its fuel and then the night lit up. Oh mama, did you hear the news today? Over in the town of Bourbonnais, the closest thing to hell you've ever seen, happened on the up-south ride, Illinois Central Railroad line, the wreck of the city of New Orleans. Burning, the flame shot in the air. You could hear a woman crying, that's my baby in there. In the middle of the night, they were sending out the call to the doctors of St. Mary's, we're gonna need y'all. And the workers came running from the Birmingham mill. When they heard the sirens of the town begin to shrill, 11 people died in that sleeper smoke and flames. Governor Tommy Thompson said John Stokes was to blame. Oh mama, did you hear the news today? Over in the town of Bourbonnais, the closest thing to hell you've ever seen, happened on the up-south ride, Illinois Central Railroad line, the wreck of the city of New Orleans. Mama, did you hear the news today? Over in the town of Bourbonnais, the closest thing to hell you've ever seen, happened on the up-south ride, Illinois Central Railroad line, the wreck of city of New Orleans, the wreck of the city of New Orleans.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Show with Sonia. Tonight's topic is insomnia and sleep difficulties. Now, the human body is an amazing self-rejuvenating entity that has the ability to repair itself while it sleeps. And this is accomplished with its own internal electrical system that functions with very weak electrical impulses. Electrical impulses are generated by the brain and are used for intercellular communication. And this is possible because the body is composed mainly of water with a high mineral content, making it highly electrically conductive. Now, cells know when to divide by vibrating. So brain cells, nerve cells, bone cells all vibrate at different rates in order to communicate with one another. Unfortunately, our bodies act like tuning forks. When you vibrate a tuning fork, any tuning fork, like our body in its vicinity, will start vibrating at the same frequency or rate, and therefore will be confused as to how fast to grow. Now, in the typical sleeping area, electrical exposure from external sources such as live electrical wiring in ceilings, walls, and floors is thousands of times stronger than the body's own electrical system. And long-term exposure to these high-level electric fields can impair the body's ability to communicate with itself and impact health. The average person spends approximately one-third of their life sleeping. Now, doesn't it make sense to reduce exposure to electric fields in your sleeping areas? Some people develop symptoms when they experience long-term exposure, especially at night, to elevated levels of electricity, such as headaches, hyperactivity, nightmares, depression, fatigue, eye strain, and muscle cramps. And research has also shown that for a body to properly detoxify during sleep, it must be alkaline, and high electromagnetic fields lead to acidity. And this is especially true for heavy metal detoxification. So, what can you do to reduce the exposure to these harmful electromagnetic fields? First of all, get the TV and computer out of your bedroom. Also, watching TV right before bed is too stimulating to the brain and it will actually take longer to fall asleep. It also disrupts pineal gland function. Instead, listen to some relaxing music. Now, also, you should be careful of radio frequency signals from portable phones, cell phones, and wireless devices because they also have been shown to interfere with the body's immune function. In fact, using a cell phone before going to bed could cause insomnia, headaches, and confusion and may also cut your amount of deep sleep. Also, it is best to use battery clocks near the bed. Also, avoid using loud alarm clocks because it is very stressful on the body to be awoken suddenly. It is also recommended to use beds without metal. Metal frames and metal box springs can amplify and distort the Earth's natural magnetic field, which can lead to a non-restful sleep. So use natural materials as much as possible. And for people with very severe sleep disturbances, it is recommended to turn off the bedroom circuit breakers at night. Also, it is important to sleep in complete darkness or as close as possible. And if there is even the teeniest bit of light in the room, it can disrupt your circadian rhythm and your pineal gland's production of melatonin and serotonin. For most people, the pineal gland is totally inactive during the day. But at night, when it gets dark, the pineal gland is switched on and it begins producing melatonin to be released into your blood. Melatonin makes you feel sleepy and less alert. And in a normal night's sleep, your melatonin levels stay elevated for about 12 hours, usually between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. And then, as the sun rises and your day begins, your pineal gland turns off and the melatonin levels in your blood decrease until they are hardly measurable at all. There also should be as little light in the bathroom as possible if you get up in the middle of the night. Whatever you do, keep the light off when you go to the bathroom at night, because as soon as you turn on that light, you will immediately cease all production of the important sleep aid, melatonin, for that night. Also, don't drink any fluids within 2 hours of going to bed, as I mentioned earlier, because this will reduce the likelihood of needing to get up and go to the bathroom, or at least it will minimize the frequency. And now let's take a short break and listen to another song from our feature CD by our good friend Pat Surface. And when I come back, I will give you some more tips on how to get a good night's sleep.
Suzanne takes you down to her place by a river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy, that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you want to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on a wavelength and she lets the river answer that you'll always be her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you trust her, for she's touched your perfect body. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water. and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors, and none till the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night forever. And the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, they will lean that way forever, while Suzanne holds a mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust her, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are talking about ways to improve your sleep. And if you just happen to tune in now, I will briefly summarize some of the highlights of tonight's information. I talked about the importance of making your sleeping environment comfortable and conducive to sleep by eliminating EMF exposure. In other words, by removing your computer, TV, cell phones, electric clocks from the bedroom. And if electrical devices must be used, keep them as far away from the bed as possible, preferably at least 3 feet or more. And you should also keep the temperature in your bedroom cool. It should never be higher than 70 degrees. And the room should be completely dark. Also, it's important to avoid simple carbohydrates and sugar completely with your evening meal, and load up on protein, which will actually provide the L-tryptophan needed to produce melatonin. And you can also eat a high-protein snack several hours before bed and a small piece of fruit, which will actually help the L-tryptophan cross the blood-brain barrier. But particularly avoid grains and sugar before bed, because this will raise blood sugars and inhibit sleep. And later, when the blood sugar drops too low, you might wake up and not be able to fall back asleep. Especially avoid caffeine and alcohol. Alcohol will keep you from falling into the deeper stages of sleep, where the body does most of its healing. Also avoid food that you may be sensitive to. And this is particularly true for dairy and wheat products, as they may have effect on sleep, such as causing apnea, congestion, gastrointestinal upsets, and gas, among others. Also, don't drink any fluids within 2 hours of going to bed, which will reduce the likelihood of needing to get up. You should also get to bed as early as possible. Our systems, particularly the adrenal glands, do a majority of their recharging or recovering during the hours of 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. In addition, your gallbladder dumps toxins during the same period. Now, if you're awake, the toxins back up into the liver, which then secondarily back up into your entire system and cause further disruption to your health. Prior to the widespread use of electricity, people would get to bed shortly after sundown, as most animals do, and which nature intended for humans as well. Also, you should go to bed and wake up at the same times each day, if possible, even on weekends. And this will help your body to get into a sleep rhythm and make it easier to fall asleep and get up in the morning. Also, make certain you're exercising regularly. Exercising for at least 30 minutes every day can help you fall asleep. However, don't exercise too close to bedtime, or it may keep you awake. And studies show exercising in the morning is the best if we can do that. You can also take a hot shower, bath, or sauna before bed, and when the body temperature is raised in the late evening, it will fall at bedtime, facilitating sleep. And if you have poor circulation, I recommend you wear socks to bed. The feet often feel cold before the rest of the body, and a study has shown that this reduces night wakenings. And you should also establish a bedtime routine. And this could include meditation, deep breathing exercises, using aromatherapy or essential oils, or indulging in a massage from your partner. The key is to find something that makes you feel relaxed and then repeat it each night to help you release the day's tension. And most importantly, put your work away at least 1 hour, but preferably 2 or more hours before bed. And this will give your mind a chance to unwind so you can go to sleep feeling calm and not hyped up or anxious about tomorrow's deadlines. Stress, including all types of negative emotions, including worry, fear, anxiety, etc., can keep you up at night. Of course, stress tops the list when it comes to pinning down the cause of insomnia and other sleep disturbances. Overactive adrenals, which lead to an increased level of stress hormones in your body, can lead to a hyper state that makes it difficult to sleep. The average night's sleep lasts just 6 hours and 40 minutes, according to the National Sleep Foundation's 2008 poll, which is far shorter than the average workday of nearly 9.5 hours. The National Sleep Foundation recommends getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, but you should always tailor that to your individual needs. According to the National Sleep Foundation, over 75% of Americans claim to have difficulty sleeping, and sleeplessness has become an epidemic. 42 million prescriptions for sleeping pills were written last year, which translates for 1 in 5 Americans. And there are natural sleep aids in the form of herbs, minerals, and nutritional supplements that are excellent sleep aids. And one of them is calcium, and calcium is nature's tranquilizer. Just make sure it is a good form of calcium the body can easily absorb. And if you would like to give this remedy a try, you can stop by the Evergreen Cottage and ask for calcium lactate, which is very inexpensive. It is $6 for a bottle of 90 tablets. And this nutritional supplement has been very helpful and effective to a lot of my nutritional clients. And some of them had sleeping issues for many, many years. And there's also a mineral compound called Mintran, which contains calcium lactate, but also has kelp and various other minerals, and is also a very effective remedy. And it is also very inexpensive. So you could always start with those two remedies and give it a try. Now, the most common herb to treat sleeplessness is valerian, and it was even used in ancient Greece to calm restlessness and nervousness. Now, valerian can be taken in the form of tea, tincture, or pill form, such as valerian complex, which is available at Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And sometimes a simple cup of valerian tea can induce sleep, and peppermint is also another calming nerve herb that is frequently mixed with valerian for flavor. It is a digestive herb as well as calming to the nervous system. Passion flower or passiflora tea can aid with sleeplessness, but may be more difficult to locate. Now, in addition to teas, herbal compresses can be placed over the face or under the pillow. Lavender is frequently used in this manner, and you can simply place lavender flowers into a small cotton bag, and you can tuck it under your pillow to induce natural sleep. Lemon balm is another herb known to calm the nervous system and induce sleep. And if you have trouble with frequent rising at night or a small bladder, do not drink tea too close to bedtime, but rather a few hours before, and you will have the same medicinal effects from the herbs, but you avoid the discomfort of a full bladder. Now let's talk a little bit about essential oils, because they can have a dramatic relaxing effect, and many of them can help you get to sleep. But lavender, neroli, chamomile, and ylang ylang are some of the best. And what you can do is you can add some to a bath or a massage oil, or you can actually sprinkle a few drops on your pillow. You might also like to add the oil to a diffuser in your bedroom. Marjoram is another sleep-inducing oil that has the additional benefit of warming and relaxing the muscles. Now, most people with insomnia would benefit from a professional massage as well as home and self-care techniques, and you can use some relaxing essential oils for an even more potent effect. And now it's time for another break with some music, and when I come back, I will wrap up today's show and I will explain how cherries can be a natural sleep aid.
Five o'clock this morning and the sun is on the rise. Frosting on the windowpane, sorrow in your eyes. The stars are fading quietly, the night is nearly gone. And so you turn away from me, the tears begin to come. It's goodbye again. I'm sorry to be leaving you. Goodbye again. I wish that you could tell me, why do we always fight when I have to go? I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back. Standing here outside your door, I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. So many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you. Let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. To come when I won't have to leave alone, about the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a
jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Oh, babe, I hate to go.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Oh, babe, I hate to go.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Service, Sonia. It's time to wrap up today's show, and I would like to spend the last few minutes talking about cherries as a natural sleep aid. It was discovered that tart cherries, especially Morenci cherries, contain a significant level of melatonin and therefore is helpful as a natural sleep aid. And as I explained earlier in this segment, melatonin is a natural hormone that is produced by the pineal gland located at the base of the brain. And it triggers sleepiness during night hours. As far as food sources, melatonin is plentiful in tart cherries. And other foods include turkey, chicken, and almonds, which contain L-tryptophan. And L-tryptophan raises brain serotonin, which then can be converted to melatonin. Now, bananas also contain melatonin, but the level is not high enough to be effective for inducing sleep. Taking melatonin supplements should be done carefully. A high level of melatonin in the blood can cause insomnia and nightmares instead of the desired peaceful rest. The maximum effective sleep-inducing dose is 0.1 to 0.3 milligrams. Although melatonin is easily obtained as a supplement and can be purchased without a prescription, experts tell us that the greatest benefits of melatonin are achieved by consuming melatonin through food consumption. And an effective strategy for better sleep is to utilize nature. Now, cherries can be obtained in concentrate form and can be taken at the end of each day to improve the quality of resting time, to reset your biological clock, and to encourage wakefulness during the day. Melatonin may also help delay the effects of aging. And researchers at a university in Spain recently revealed that melatonin neutralizes the oxidative and inflammation process caused by aging. And this suggests that melatonin may slow the aging process. So in other words, consuming cherries on a daily basis can help delay some illnesses related to aging. Tart cherries are readily available year-round. Dried and frozen tart cherries and cherry chews or chews concentrate are easy to find. And cherries contain many antioxidants which are responsible for their rich reddish-purple color. And these antioxidants are believed to ease inflammation and prevent chronic illness and also block the same enzymes targeted by aspirin. And that would explain why eating cherries may help reduce pain in arthritis and gout sufferers. In fact, cherry chews is a virtual specific for preventing uric acid buildup and further attacks of gout. And I recommend to patients with gout to take 1 teaspoon 2 times per day of cherry juice concentrate without the sugar for the rest of their lives. And we have an excellent cherry juice concentrate without sugar and additives available at the Whole Foods pantry. Cherries have a very low glycemic index and therefore are great for diabetics. But most importantly, cherries contain melatonin, which helps regulate sleep patterns and fight the effects of jet lag. Cherries have many nutritional benefits, and you better grab them by the handful while you can. And this fruit has a very short harvest season, making a very brief appearance in the produce aisles from early summer until the end of August. This wraps up today's show, and if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 365-2288 or contact the radio station. And if you enjoyed tonight's music by our local artist and my good friend Pat Surface, this CD as well as many other titles are available at the Evergreen Cottage. Thank you so much for listening, and I invite you to join me again next Wednesday for another edition of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And for a list of my services, please visit my website at elywellness.com. I also want to invite you to stop by the Whole Foods pantry on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street, which is stocked with organic and healthy food choices such as fresh organic fruits and vegetables, organic meats and dairy products, whole food supplements and concentrates, as well as environmentally friendly products. And if you happen to be in the Virginia area, make sure to visit our friends at the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. Thanks again for listening, and remember, let food be your medicine.